We are today celebrating the first of the month, the head of the month of Iyar. We're still not in the first day of Iyar, we're still in the Lamed, the 30th day of Nisan. But nevertheless, it's still Rosh Chodesh Iyar. And tonight, Bezrat Hashem, will be already Aleph Iyar. Now, usually once a month we have our class about the more mystical or Kabbalistic approach to the month. This is not this class. Bezrat Hashem, that will be on Tuesday, that we learn more of the inner meaning. How are you?
Okay.
I didn't see you for a while. More the...
I'm
still in Mexico. Oi. Not tov. But Baruch Hashem, you're here now.
Yeah.
Usually we learn about the more mystical energy of the month. Now we're going to learn something else, but specifically with the month of Iyar, very connected to what we learned before. Iyar, every month has a certain energy, a very powerful energy that I need to know how to tune into. Iyar specifically has the power, the energy of chibur, of connecting two things. And not every material can connect two things. If you want to take two pieces of paper and you want to glue them together, then you need to put glue. Now, put any other material between the papers, put sand, water, ketchup, whatever it is, it's not going to glue it. Only very few types of materials will actually glue two pieces of paper. And then you have two pieces of bricks or whatever it is. But the power of connecting two things is a very unique power, because it has to have a portion of both sides in order to connect. So in order for me to connect side A to side B, the connecting power has to have some type of a common denominator that belongs to both. And Iyar has the power of connecting. Every month has a certain power. And we just mentioned even in the class before how important it is to know how to connect. If a person doesn't know how to connect, then they'll never have a good marriage. They'll never have a good relationship with their parents, with their siblings, with their friends, with anybody around them. Now again, there are always exceptions, that there's going to be maybe somebody on the other side that is not so healthy. It could be a parent or a sibling, and there's not going to be a relationship. There's always exceptions to the rules. I'm saying in general, a person that doesn't know how to connect will never be able to have a good marriage. Constantly is going to be backwards and forth in arguments, and it can be, I'm just talking about marriage as one example, but it can be also with the kids or with business partners and anything. We need to know how to connect with anything. And the power of connecting, which is a very unique power, that is very dominating in the month of Iyar. Now, anything that has to do with the teachings of Kabbalah, it always corresponds to the letters, the Hebrew letters, Lashon Kodesh. A lot of the teachings of Kabbalah, it's the root of it and the explanation of it is based on the letters. So we have one letter in the alphabet, in the Jewish alphabet, that is a connecting letter. And this is called, the letter is Vav. It's called Vav HaChibur, the Vav that connects the unity. Now we know based on the book of formation, Sefer HaYetzirah, the first book of Kabbalah, that the information was given to Adam HaRishon, who later on gave it over to his son Shet, who later on gave it to Noah, who gave it to Shem, and so forth, till it reached to Avraham Avinu. And Avraham Avinu kind of organized the book, and the book of formation, Sefer HaYetzirah, is attributed to Avraham Avinu. But this is information came directly to Adam HaRishon. In this book, very, very small and thin book, it says that every month was created with a certain letter, because the letters are the power of creation, the tools of creation. So that's when we learn in our monthly class, every month we learn which letter creates which month, and every month there's a star, a planet that is connected to that month, and there's a letter that creates the planet and so forth. When it creates, it's not only creating, it's also sustaining and making it exist. So the letter that is created, the month of Iyar, is the letter Vav. And Vav in the alphabet is called Vav HaChibur, because we use that letter to connect two things together. And for example, where the first time we see in the Torah this Vav HaChibur, when Hashem created the world, And then it says et hashamayim ve'et haaretz, the heavens and the earth. And we have the vav ve'et haaretz. So Hashem took two completely separate entities. You know, we even have a saying in Hebrew when you want to emphasize something that is so separated, you say heaven and earth, shamayim ve'aretz. This is a term that is used in practical Hebrew. When you want to emphasize that something is a complete two opposites, you say, shamayim v'aretz. Can't compare. So same thing here. The Kadosh Baruch Hu took the heavens and the earth, and then when it's saying the shamayim, it's referring to the spiritual heavens, and Hashem connected them together. How? With the letter Vav. Et ha-shamayim ve'et ha-aretz. So this is the first time we see in the Torah that how the Vav connects two things together. Their term in Hebrew about Vav, it says about Vav that it's kluya. Kluya means is hanging, because Vav, it looks like it's hanging, like you take some clothes and you put it now you put everything in a dryer, but in the olden days you put it on a rope. So a washing, the line, a wash line. So Vav is like hanging there. And so it says that Vav is hanging. Now another thing why Vav is called Kluya is because to a hook, to put something on, is also called a Vav. Vav Kliya. So in Hebrew, sometimes explaining words are a little bit easier, but we call Vav, Vav Kluya. And not only that, we call the Vav Achibur, Kluya Vechibur. It has the characteristic of hanging and also the characteristic of connecting two things together. We also know when we see another time when the Vav was connected. Now we just learned a few weeks ago, four parashot about everything about the Mishkan. And we learned that they had certain hooks that were connecting all the boards of the Mishkan. It's called Vavei HaAmudim. There was these pillars, Amudim, that were like a structure. And then there were certain hooks that got them all connected. This is called Vavim, Vav. Vavim is plural. So again, we see how these vavim, these hooks, they connected all the walls of the Mishkan together. And every time they wanted to take it off, they took out the hooks, and then they were able to dismantle the whole thing. Now, what I want to take from the power of Iyar is, we call it in Hebrew, chibur nachon, the right connection. The metaphor or the parable to understand what it means, a good connection. If you're making a jigsaw puzzle, you're not going by the picture, because it's way too big, you don't see the picture. You're going by the shape of the pieces. Now sometimes when the piece is the right piece, then it fits perfectly. But sometimes it's not so perfectly, and you bang it in. So that's what little kids do. So sometimes there's a connection, but it's not a good connection. It's not going to be firm, it's not going to be solid, it's going to be a little bit flimsy. This is where you see a not good connection when a man and a woman are trying to, when they're dating, want to see if it's a good match. So you quickly see there's not a good connection here. There's maybe 50% common denominator, but the rest is not. So I want to know how to find the right connection, good connections. Because before we were talking about how to make connections, now I have to know what's a good connection. And specifically, the month of Iyar, the power of the entire month is revealing this power of how to find a good connection between one thing and another thing. Now, as we mentioned before, the month was created with the letter Vav. We explained already a couple times, I don't want to repeat it too much. What does it mean the month was created with the letter Vav? So the Book of Formation explains that every letter is like a house, like a brick. You put a lot of letters together, it's like building a wall. So if you put the brick in a certain order, it will build a certain type of wall. It can be wide and long. Take the bricks, build them on top of each other, it will be very tall. Take the letters, put them in different orders, then it will create different words. You can take now, we just learned about last week, about the affliction of tzara'at, of leprosy. In Hebrew, it's called nega. Nega is a negative affliction, something that is negative. But take the exact same letters, switch the orders around, it gives you a word in Hebrew called oneg. Oneg is pleasure. So here you have something very positive, and here you have something very negative. All I did is switch the letters, the order of the letters. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu takes these letters as tools, as building blocks, and he creates things with the letters, like Lego. When I was a little boy, I used to love Lego. I had a lot of pieces of Lego, and I used to build anything. Anything you'll give me from Lego, I would build it. Like you go to Legoland, and you see these beautiful beautiful things. So Baruch Hashem, Hashem gave me good talent. That's what I liked when I was a little kid. And it's a talent to take different shapes of cubes, like Lego, and to put it together, the same pieces. One time it will be a car, one time will be a dog. It's just throwing something. But the point is to be able to take different kelim, different vessels, and switch the order and create something. This is how Hashem creates the world. When Hashem wanted to create the world, He created the letters. And He says, with the letters, I'll be able to create whatever I want. So sometimes I like seeing the world like Lego, that it's put together and different colors, and if you want, you take it apart and you can build whatever you want. So these are the letters, and this is what it means that the month was created with the letter. Everything has to have some type of a tool or a vessel, that's how it's created. And we'll explain that another time more deep. Now I don't want to stop just on what it means, but the month was created with the letter Vav. And something very unique about this month is what I mentioned before, is it's the only month that we have one mitzvah throughout the entire month. And this is Sfirat HaOmer. There's no such a month. Even though a month of Tishrei is full of mitzvot. Probably one of the most full mitzvot, month of mitzvot. Because we have Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot, and all the four species, and the month of Nisan is full of mitzvot. But the month of Iyar is the only month that there's one mitzvah throughout the entire month. Because Sfirat HaOmer is considered one mitzvah. So already we see that the month has already a quality of a unity, that it's taking all the days and making them one, so to say, one piece. Excuse me. Now, the most important connection in the universe is between one man to another man. This is the highlight and the most important thing in the eyes of Hashem. Hashem says, I will forgive you for all the sins you do in front of me, but for you and another person, it has nothing to do with me. I will not even forgive you for that. That's why before Yom Kippur, we have 40 days from the beginning of Elul till Yom Kippur, exactly 40 days, to start apologizing to everybody and making amends and making ends meet. And Hashem says, don't come to me and shul on Yom Kippur and ask for forgiveness if there's people out there that are upset at you. So we have two ways how we conduct connections in this world. One of them is between me and Hashem, called Ben Adam LaMakom. And another one is between me and another person, Ben Adam LeChavero. I can tell you already from my experience that Ben Adam LeChavero, between me and another person, it's much more important to Hashem. Hashem says, I don't care what you do between you and me, but between you and another person, that I can't forgive. I can't interfere even. I'm not going to even take even sides here. The most important connection is between one person to another. And again, we see another great connection to the month of Iyar, because the one who taught us that is Rabbi Akiva, who says, "Ve'ahavta l'racha kamocha," you should love a fellow person like yourself, the klal gadol b'Torah. This is a major rule in the Torah. And now we're commemorating the death of his 24,000 students. So besides counting the Omer, part of the commemoration of the Omer, you see people don't shave, the ones who don't have beards. And we don't do weddings, parties, we don't listen to music, the live bands and so forth. And I know a lot of people had questions, but this week Bezrat Hashem will have a class about the music, because there's a lot of things that people don't know. There are a lot of people asking me, what type of music can I listen? Can I listen to music when I'm working out? Can I listen to music here and there? There's a lot of rules. So we'll make a class so it will be clear, because certain things you're not allowed to, and some of the things you're allowed to. You just need to know how and what and when. But nevertheless, we do take this period for 33 days, till Lag BaOmer, to commemorate it to the death of the 24,000 of Rabbi Akiva. That why did they die? Because they didn't treat each other nice. With all the Torah that they had, with all the great Torah and knowledge that they had, they still didn't treat each other nice. So Rabbi Akiva, who's their Rebbe, says, "Ve'ahavta l'racha kamocha," is a klal gadol b'Torah. If you to love another person is a great rule in the Torah. So the greatest and most important connection is between me and another person. That's kind of what we talked about it before. But now we're going to more explain it. Now, one thing that we do in the month of Iyar is we refining our midot. We're counting the omer. But the way to do it is connecting all the midot together. In case you didn't notice, when we count the midot, what do? Today was Tiferet Chesed Sheba Tiferet. Yesterday was Malchut Sheba Gvura. We're taking two midot and we're connecting them together. Technically, one can say, okay, today's Chesed. I don't know what Chesed means, but okay, but you're saying today's Tiferet Sheba Chesed. So I'm taking two midot and I'm connecting them together. Again, there is this whole idea of the connection. Now, the idea of the counting of the Omer is tikkun midot ha-nefesh, is to refine and to rectify the midot of my nefesh, of my soul. Specifically, the part of the nefesh and not the ruach and the neshama, which is different levels of the soul. Now, counting of the Omer, even though it's a biblical mitzvah, meaning that it was given to us in the Torah, it's not something that our sages invented and or brought down. Shouldn't use the word invented, but rather this is a mitzvah from the Torah. Usfartem lachem imechorat haShabbat. This is a commandment from the Torah. But nevertheless, the idea behind the Sfirat HaOmer is a very mystical idea, very Kabbalistic idea, because that's we're getting involved in it, the Sfirot. Really, the counting of the Omer, they started counting. Omer is a sacrifice that they used to offer the day after Pesach. And they had to count 49 days till the next sacrifice, which was on Sav Shavuot. And since the mitzvah was so dear, then they used to do the counting. They didn't count Chesed Sheba Gvura 2,000 years ago. This came a little bit later. But nevertheless, we see that even the connecting of the Sfirat Omer, there is a connecting to what? To the worlds above, because we relate to the worlds above through the Sfirot. But that's the only way for us to relate to the worlds above. Now, if we know already that the Sfirot, and the world above, is created, governed, and controlled through the Sfirot, then obviously when it manifests, it manifested into my nefesh, which means that the same way that there's the order of Sfirot in the world above, there's also the order of the Sfirot in my nefesh, in my soul. And we know that our nefesh is the lowest level of the soul. From below to above, we have nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, yechida. These are the five levels of my soul. And we explained so many times that that's even divided to 125 madrigot, 125 levels. Because each one of them has five levels in it, that has five levels in it. Five times five times five. But nevertheless, in the nefesh, there are 10 sfirot. We don't call it sfirot. Rather, we call it kochot ha-nefesh. And this is a manifestation of the sfirot in the world above. So if the sfirot in the world above, meaning that within my spiritual existence, there is also the same structure of the Sfirot. So if in the world above, when I'm saying the world above, I'm referring only to the world of Atzilut, not to the other worlds. So in the world above, there's the Midah, the Sphere of Chesed, which means that I have Chesed in me. And if there's a Sphere of Gvura, then I have one of the powers of my soul is also Gvura. Now Chesed is the character trait of giving, of love, of spreading the love. In the spiritual tense, that's the power of giving. But in my physical life, if I have a powerful midat chesed, I'll be very charitable, very kind, very giving, very helping. And then, of course, same thing with all the midot, whether it's gvura and tiferet and whatever it is, the sphira of gvura in the world above. We have a new student here. She already joined us a few times with a couple of the classes, so later on she's going to teach you a little bit about Malchut Sheba Atzilut. So if in the world above there is the Sfira, the power of Gvura, of Dinim, of judgments, of severity, there's also, it will be manifested into my body, that I can apply it. Of course, everything can be applied in a positive or a negative way, but nevertheless, so nevertheless, everything will manifest from the world above into to my existence. Now, I need to know how to reveal the midah within me and to find a common denominator with the rest of the midot. This is why we count the midot in pairs. Like today, Tiferet Sheba Chesed. Tomorrow will be Gvura Sheba Tiferet. Today is Chesed Sheba Tiferet. Tomorrow will be Gvura Shebat Tiferet and so forth. But I need to know how to find what's called Kav Hamidah. Kav Hamidah, we mentioned before that there are three sides. This is called, it's a Kabbalistic term that is called three lines, Shalosh Kavim, Gimel Kavim. The right side, the left side, and the middle side. I need to know to define which Midah is coming from which side. It's coming from the right side, coming from the left side, coming from the middle side. And then, of course, has to be a common denominator between the Midot. That's why every month you'll have, every week you'll have the same two Midot, but coming in a different order. Can be Chesed Shebe Tiferet, and before it will be Tiferet Shebe Chesed. And later on, not only that, will be the same Midah twice, a Chesed Shebe Chesed, and that can be transformed to Gvura Shebe Gvura. So there's different ways how to... Wait, hold on. Careful with this. It was a quick class. The point is to recognize the line, the Kav of the Midah itself. Now, each and every one of us has something that is equal. There's no such a thing that a person is completely different than another person. I can be 80% different from you, 90% different from you, but there'll still be 10%, 2%, 30% that is perfectly aligned and equal, and that we can recognize it in each other. Now, if the ladies in the back, if you don't mind, maybe you can speak outside. Ladies in the back. Maybe you can speak outside, the talking is very disturbing. So there's a beautiful day, there's nice chairs outside, and so the point of creation is to transform the darkness into light. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was approached and was asked why was the world was created. Then he gave a very quick answer, and he said, is to transform the darkness into light. The world was created in a certain way, but right after the sin of Adam and Chava, it brought a lot of darkness into the world. And our job is to take this darkness and to transform the darkness into light. And specifically, how do we do it? By subduing the other side of holiness. Itkafya sitra acha. When I subdue the other side of Kedusha, of holiness, then it transforms the darkness into light. Now, again, we mentioned before with the Vav that the Vav has a connection. The Vav has the power of connecting. The letter Vav has another quality that is called Vav HaHipuch, that it transforms something upside down. And where do we see it? Again, the first time in the Torah is that Vav was able to transform or switch, so to say, between the past and the future. And we find it a lot of times in the Torah when the letter Vav is used. If you attend the prayers on Shabbat in the synagogue, I'm sure you hear behind the curtain that when the person who's reading from the Torah makes a mistake, says Va instead of Vo, whoa, everybody starts screaming, whoa! So suddenly everybody's very accurate. So that's the funniest thing. When it comes to praying, learning, nobody pays attention to how they pronounce the word. But when that poor person is reading out of the Torah and he says by mistake, O instead of E, everybody suddenly is grammar teachers, E! So, but that's where we see how sometimes switching a little pronunciation makes a completely different, not only an order, but a completely different meaning. So where do we see the first time in the Torah that the Vav switched between the past and the future? That it says, Vayomer Hashem Vayehi Or, Vayehi Or. And Vayomer Hashem, he said, and Vayehi Or, it will be. And then it says, Vayehi Or, and there was light. So this is where we see that the Vav can switch and something that was in the past becomes the future, or something from the future becomes the past. And this is the power of Vav, is taking two opposites and switching the order, so to say. Now, the main point what I want to take from that is I need to know how to reveal two ends. In Hebrew, the term to it is called shtek tzavot, when two things are completely different and separate from each other. And usually what's completely far away from each other, and to know how to turn them around, that to make a connection. Because the point in this world is to know how to build this connection. Is to know how to take two things that are separate and put them together, like a matchmaker. And the power to do that, first of all, is in the month of Iyar. That's where there's the power, is taking two things and making a connection. But not only that, it gives you the power to reveal the common root, because we all have the same root. Ultimately, if you go all the way up, we're all rooted in the same place. But even when you don't go all the way to the essence of the root, at some point we are rooted from the same place and we are connected. So some people, you will find a much more closer connection. There's a very good chance that we're sharing the same root. That's why when you want to find your other half and everybody goes and say different prayers, there's a common prayer that people say that you should find your other half, Mishorash Nishmato, from the root of the soul, that you're sharing the same root. Because when there's the same root, there's a common denominator here. Everything has a common denominator, and everything has a certain root that we're sharing together. So, practically saying, we like taking everything that we learn practically, is that in my life, I'm surrounded with relationships. My parents, my wife, my husband. I don't have a husband yet, but I'm fine with just a wife. But I have a lot of relationships. And if a relationship is not a good relationship, then it can ruin your day or your entire life. I feel bad for people who have a very bad relationship in their marriage. And all day long there's fighting and arguments and disagreements and sleeping in separate rooms and all that. Sometimes I hear what's going on between a husband and wife. How can you live like that? If I have a little bit of a disagreement with anybody, my whole day is disgusting. You know, when you have a disagreement, you carry this energy with you all day long. And you start going in your mind, you're building in your mind, I'm going to say this and I'm going to say that. And all day long you are occupied with this argument and this disagreement. I don't know how people can live in a harmony way that is considered. And some people, that's all the relationship is like that. All the relationship is disagreements. So obviously, we are creatures that are depending on relationships. If not, then Hashem would put us on deserted islands. He would make billions of islands, and we would have a system that we're just on islands and we wave to each other and we're on an island. But Hashem wants us to know how to bridge to each other. So He puts us together in units, families and groups, congregations, communities. And in most congregations and communities, there's constantly fighting, constantly arguments. The point is that I need to know how to rise myself above my own limitations, and how am I creating now these connections with everybody. And the way to create the connection is we need this Vav. The Vav is the power that connects. And not only that, it's the power of transforming two opposites that are completely far away from each other, and you put them together. And the essence, the power, the root to that is in the month of Iyar. So the entire month, my agenda, my focus, has to be on my refinement of my own characters. And needless to say, the entire energy of the month is to apply this healing. Bechlal, the month of Iyar is a month of healing. The way you write Iyar is Aleph Yud Yud Resh. It's the acronym of Ani Hashem Rofecha. I am God, your healer. And a very powerful month to heal my own emotions, to heal relationships, to build relationships, to connect relationships. And it's an auspicious time. Every time in the year, there's different times that are et ratzon, an auspicious time. So practically saying, I want to take all this information and say, okay, what relationships in my life need a little bit of a healing? Maybe my wife, maybe my parents, maybe a cousin, maybe a coworker, my boss, whatever it is. There's no such a thing that all your relationships are perfect. And needless to say, how do you approach that? You have to refine your own midot. Because it takes two to tango. If there's a relationship, there's an issue, I'm part of it. Maybe I'm impatient. Maybe I'm not sensitive to the other person's needs, and so forth. So the reason why I want to do it, A, so I will have a much better life, healthier relationships. By the default, I'll become a much happier person, much more positive person. And needless to say, when we apply that here in this world, then when we have unity in the world below, then we cause unity in the world above. When there's a disunity, when there's arguments and a machlokot, a separation in this world below, then there's a machlokot in the world above. So our entire agenda is just to create unity and to make peace and to make people come closer to each other. So, Bezrat Hashem, this is what we need to emphasize and to focus on the whole month, and to know that we have this extra power this specific month to work on that. And needless to say that the only one that benefits from it the most is yourself. So again, I'll only take the moment to wish you success in everything that you do, successful outcome in your efforts. And you have to remember that this is our goal, to grow spiritually, emotionally, and physically, and to bring love and unity into the world. And Ahavat Yisrael, not Sinat Chinam. And needless to say, that is another big component that hastens the redemption. Bezrat Hashem, we should merit to see it very soon with our own eyes. Have a beautiful, successful, restful, healthy month.